I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this morning. The upcoming Home Expo we're doing on Friday. This is the Health Expo. They're both this weekend. Jennifer Gutierrez is joining us this morning. First off, Jennifer, it's good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
And Nisha Bhattachar is joining us this morning as well. Nisha, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You know, the primary thing here is that before there's been a Women's Health Expo and there's been a Men's Health Expo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think for good reason in many respects, especially because women and men respond to health care or getting it or not getting it, as the case may be. Sex really is a big deal. Men, no, I don't need no help. I'm fine. You know, while they're grasping their chest, falling. No, I'll take a nap. But this time, putting the two things together.
Absolutely. So in the past, we've had an all-day event, and it's been more increasingly difficult as families are trying to balance their lives. So this is more of a drop-in this year. This is a more of a mega expo combining all three, the teen, the women's, and the men together. And so it's a day for the whole family to be able to drop in between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That's Jennifer's way of saying, you know, men, women, and children.
That's right.
That was exactly what she was trying to do. Did you catch the subtext, Anisha?
I did.
You know, when it comes to this item, because in the past, at this health expo, the really attractive concept, I think, for a lot of people was you could get some baseline health care really inexpensively. You know, kind of get a little idea of where you are on the spectrum. Is that still going on?
That is. We're still doing blood screenings this year. It's $10 only for our tickets.
What do you screen for?
We are screening for blood sugar, glucose, LDLs, HDLs, your cholesterol, triglycerides, your basic blood screening, essentially, that you need to get done.
It's interesting because when you look at the health assessment from the SIH group, diabetes is a substantial issue. You can say, well, we're doing blood sugar and just gloss right over that.
Exactly.
But until you realize, you know, probably half the people that have diabetes in this country don't know it.
That's actually a very true thing, and that's why we like to offer this at such an inexpensive cost. The national average for these blood screenings is around $600, $650.
Right.
So the fact they're able to get it at such a low cost is so beneficial. We want to get the word out there so people really know where their health status is.
And when it comes to that, I very often find out that you have to take some dietary concerns in if you are going to come here for a blood test. Is
that's
that the
true.
Case this
you
year?
You have to fast for 12 hours beforehand. So essentially, after your evening meal the night before, you don't eat anything. You drink water, and that's about it.
You know, one of the things I find interesting about this with the kids coming in, since Jennifer's just not going to let me forget that. Just kidding. It's going to be all right. Is that if you teach kids healthy habits now, they pay off much later in life. But that can be kind of a chore, right? I'm not going to eat that. Now, you know, we've all been through this at some point. So I think this is another one of the expos. Ideas that you've got the men, women coming together as a family, but also realizing that what we teach our kids now have a profound effect on them when they, well, get the age of their parents.
Absolutely. And that's why we also want to make it enjoyable for both our children and teens at this expo. So we have a lot of events that will also entice them to come. We have a green screen where they can actually be featured with Batman and have their picture taken. We also have a 3D printer for our teens that they can check out. We have drones that are going to be flying around. And then we also have our cosplayers, which seem to be drawing a lot of interest this year. So you're going to be seeing the Jedi Order there in full suit, and you're going to be seeing Spider-Man, Spider-Gwen, who I haven't even gotten the pleasure to meet yet, and you're going to also be seeing Superman as well.
That must be the kid zone that you're talking about.
Yes.
Ask a doc. Now I'm kind of curious which kind, because this is another thing that you can't just usually hang out with a doctor and ask him some, you know, questions. I'm asking for a friend is usually how that goes. But who's going to be there in this Ask a Doc? And
so we have a pharmacist there. We're going to have two plastic surgeons. We have a cancer professional, medical professional there. We have a bariatric surgeon and a couple of other doctors. We're also asking people out there, because most people, you're right, are nervous to actually ask the questions in person. They can actually send a message to our Facebook page, have their questions ready in advance. That way the doctors kind of have a list of questions that they can go through.
That way they
don't feel embarrassed to ask.
That way they don't
the
have to go, no, I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it happens. And here's another issue. If you want to dig around, I've actually put cooking demos on cooking videos that I've done on the internet.
Right? Oh, nice.
You know, don't use sugar, using honey to make homemade bread, stuff like that. And you're doing cooking, too, because if that's another item, when you look at the SIH health assessment, we surely do like something deep fried in Southern Illinois. We really do. And so these cooking demonstrations, healthy food, too. Now, we know that the tickets here, there's 300 goodie bags. You're going to tell me what's in the goodie bag?
It's a mystery.
Is we it? Want a surprise for you.
Oh, great. Fine.
So the first three people that that attend will be able to get those goodie bags.
Okay. So you have the goodie bags, first 300. Now, what is the story on the tickets? Because I know there's 10, there's 18, there's if you're under a certain age. Can you help me out with this on the tickets?
Yeah, so if you, they're $10 for adults, and if you're 17 or younger, you get in for free, and they're $10 just until the 22nd. After the 22nd, after the 22nd, then they go up to $15. So if you're coming at the door, they're going to be $15. And then also we have, if you want to have a large group, for those that want to have 10 tickets, then there's 50% off. So you can buy 10 tickets and get them for $50.
Do you think this will translate? Can we get these two very well attended items to become one?
We're hoping so, because we're hoping that this will bring the families together, because we found that the women tend to bring everyone together. So the women's the conference was always very successful, and the men's was as well, but the women kind of came with the men. So why not bring the kids along with them so that they can see their parents interested in their health, so that way they're interested in their health in the future as well.
You know, it's interesting, because I was kind of raised in that healthy eating, healthy, you know, exercise, don't smoke, don't drink environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting that as life went by, I seemed to gravitate towards certain vices. Well, you know, for me, for instance, alcohol, cigarettes. You know, I'm an adult and I'm a white male in Southern Illinois. And I always kind of wondered if healthcare and the way you think about your own health is not an ongoing affair, and sometimes you've got to create your own maintenance program to remind yourself that you're going to get up in the morning, or you're going to swig down a bottle of diet soda, or you're going to have juice. I mean, I used to be a big fan, never drink coffee, never drink, right, grape juice in the morning, things like that. And I've kind of found that life, and you mentioned this, being time starved, mm-hmm. I'm a little more likely to go pull up to the drive-thru and go double bacon cheeseburger, pickles, mustard, onion, please, and large order of fries and a chocolate milkshake, because that's my favorite thing to eat. And that there needs to be some kind of plan to maintain your own health. That you know, instead of, it's not going to happen to me.
And it's one of those things that people sometimes don't know where to start. So this is a great starting place for those people to kind of figure out, what do I need to do? How can I do it? Because we have so many wonderful vendors and exhibitors out there that are coming to this expo to help people make that plan, to make those healthy choices, and remind themselves every morning that, hey, let's not go for the soda.
And I wonder if that is an every morning thing. You've got to get up, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the time for this event, it's one day only. It's this Saturday. Starts early.
Starts at 7, especially for the fasting, because that's why we have it so early.
Hangry is what we're trying to stay away from. Hangry.
And if you're looking to do the blood testing, you want to get there between 7 and 9, because after 9, the blood testing screening is going to end. So from 7 to 9 is the blood testing screening, and then you can enjoy the rest of the day till 2.
If you're one of the people who, like me and many others, who have said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself, the Southern Illinois Wellness Expo is this Saturday, John A. Logan College. Tickets start at $10. But if you have to do it today or tomorrow, you can go to John A. Logan College or, my understanding, Gold's Gym in Marion and Carbondale, so you can get your tickets. Is there a way to get those online?
There is. We can go to our website, southernillinoiswellness.com, and you can purchase tickets online.
Nisha, it was good to meet you.
Yes, nice to
Jennifer,
meet you, too.
Good to have you in the studio,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
And good luck this weekend. I'm curious how this turns out with attendance.
It'll be great.
It's going to be great.
Because, you know, with men, that men's conference, I think there was that, there's a kind of, I'm among my peers and kind of a tighter group, so I'm a little more likely to say about my prostate for a moment.
Exactly.
Right? And so I always wonder about that. And I think it's the same with women. You know, I've got a breast cancer. What, right? There's a difference here. And I'm hoping that people can come together, because we really are kind of all this together.
Absolutely.
You know, when somebody's sick in the family, it affects the entire family.
It definitely does.
And maybe that's another way that we can inspire ourselves. I know, you know, I've got a number of my friends say, I stopped doing this, this, or this because I love my son and I want to be around for him. I mean, I hear that quite a bit in my age group. And sometimes now, in my age group, I'm hearing, I want to be around for my grandchildren, you know? And people's motivations change as they develop through their lives as well.